Conquering space was once an ideological contest between two rival world powers during the Cold War. Today, private companies compete to profit from space. Eric C. Anderson, president and CEO of Space Adventures, the first company to send paying passengers into space, believes the new space race is a positive development.
From the first days of spaceflight, of course, the race was between the Soviet Union and the United States to be the first to put a person in orbit, to be the first to go to the moon. So now the space race is motivated by profit, which is even better because it means that it will sustain itself beyond the ups and downs of politics.
Anderson believes space is an incredible new frontier for business. Space Adventures has earned over $120 million in sales for offering commercial seats to the public.
But when you find millions of people out there in the world who want to go to space in their lifetimes, and we find a way to be able to take them there, it creates the opportunity for space entrepreneurs.
Space Adventures began receiving commercial services from the Russian Space Agency after the collapse of the Soviet Union.
In the early 1990s, things changed in the former Soviet Union, of course, and the motivation for maintaining their space capability had to rely more on commercial activities.
Space Adventures clients pay $20 million each for their voyage. Future travelers may even take a spacewalk for an additional $15 million. U.S. software developer Charles Simonier will travel to the International Space Station on a Soyuz spacecraft in April. He has been training for his flight in Star City, Russia.
I think that commercial anything is a good direction. I mean, if you're looking at the communication network of the world, having cell phones or having the commercial internet increased the capacity of our communication just by immensely relative to what governments can accomplish on their own.
In the past, NASA has not provided much opportunity for commercial activities. That may change under the current administration, says Doug Cook, NASA's Deputy Associate Administrator for Exploration.
The NASA is really not in a position, from a governmental standpoint, to sell opportunities to others. But we've been encouraged to find these opportunities, to find opportunities for international participation, for commercial participation, and in order to expand the sphere of influence of commerce from Earth to low Earth orbit and then beyond.
Other companies, such as Virgin Galactic, are trying to gain their share of the market by developing their own spaceship for paying passengers. Virgin Galactic's spaceship designer, Bert Rutan, believes space should not be accessible only to the elite.
I do want to go to the moon in my lifetime, and I want to see affordable travel to the moon in my lifetime.
Virgin Galactic plans to fly its first passengers in the next 2 years for $200,000 per person and build a spaceport in New Mexico. So far, more than 50,000 people have shown interest in becoming space tourists. The competition is a clear sign that a new industry is being created. Last year, Space Adventures participated in the world travel market, announcing plans to offer private missions to the far side of the moon for $100 million.
The participants will be able to actually come within 100 kilometers of the far side of the moon, replicating the circumlunar missions that were done in the 1960s, Apollo 8, for example. And the beauty of this is that we are able to use the existing Soyuz spacecraft with very minimal modifications.
Anderson believes that in 30 to 40 years from now, it will be within the reach for the great percentage of the world population to travel to space.
What we're doing today is much more than just rich people buying trips to space. It is actually the catalyst that will open up a future wherein all of us will be able to go to space.
Some Russian experts believe the moon could also be a resource for fuel used by nuclear fusion power plants. Based on some estimates, the isotope helium-3 reserve on the moon could provide enough energy for Earth for hundreds of years. The process, however, would take decades to develop. Jim Bertel, VOA News.